Mia loved exploring her grandfather's attic. It was a treasure trove of dusty books, old furniture, and forgotten toys. One rainy afternoon, Mia ventured into the attic, her flashlight beam dancing across the cluttered space. In a corner, tucked inside a dusty trunk, lay a beautiful pocket watch. It gleamed under the dim light, its intricate engravings hinting at a hidden magic. Drawn to its alluring charm, Mia picked up the watch. The watch felt cool against Mia's palm. Its intricate carvings seemed to pulse with a faint, warm light. As she traced the engravings with her fingers, the watch began to hum. The attic around her dissolved into a blur of colors and swirling mist. Mia gasped, clutching the watch tightly. She had a strange feeling that she was no longer in her grandfather's attic. Where was she going? Mia closed her eyes, fear gripping her heart. The humming grew louder, vibrating through her. Then, just as suddenly, everything stopped. Mia cautiously opened her eyes and gasped. The dusty attic had vanished. She stood on a cobblestone street, surrounded by elegant carriages and gaslight. People in old-fashioned clothes bustled about, their voices a low murmur in the air. Mia found herself in a bustling city. Towering buildings scraped the sky, unlike the one-story shops she knew. People in strange clothes hurried along the streets. Gaslights flickered, casting an orange glow on the cobblestones. A wave of dizziness swept over Mia. Her heart pounded in her chest. Taking a deep breath, she reminded herself to stay calm. She needed to figure out where she was and how to get back home. Looking around, Mia noticed a sign above a nearby shop. J. Smith, Clockmaker, established 1895. 1895? Mia couldn't believe her eyes. The watch had transported her back in time. She clutched the watch tightly, suddenly her only connection to her own time. She had to be careful. Gathering her courage, Mia decided to explore her surroundings. She walked cautiously, her senses overwhelmed by the sights, sounds, and smells of this bygone era. The air was thick with the scent of coal smoke and freshly baked bread. Street vendors hawked their wares, their voices a melodic chorus. Mia felt like she had stepped into a history book. As she walked, she noticed a group of children playing a game of marbles on the sidewalk. They wore simple clothes, their faces smudged with dirt but full of joy. Mia couldn't help but smile. Despite the initial shock of time travel, she felt a strange sense of wonder and excitement. This was a chance to experience history firsthand. Drawn by the sound of lively music, Mia found herself in front of a grand building. Harrington Academy of Science was etched above the entrance in elegant lettering. Students in uniforms hurried in and out, their chatter echoing in the evening air. Intrigued, Mia lingered near the entrance, hoping to catch a glimpse of what lay beyond the heavy oak doors. As she stood there, two men in dark coats and hats approached. Their faces were hidden in the shadows, their voices low and conspiratorial. Mia, her curiosity piqued, couldn't help but eavesdrop. "Remember the plan?" one man hissed, his voice raspy. "Tomorrow night, during the Founders' Day celebrations, we create a distraction." Mia's heart skipped a beat. What were they planning? She had to find out more. As the men disappeared down a side street, Mia decided to follow them, her hand instinctively reaching for the pocket watch. If things got dangerous, she could always try to activate it and return to her own time. Section 4. A Dastardly Scheme. Mia followed the men at a safe distance, her heart pounding with a mixture of fear and excitement. They entered a dimly lit tavern, its windows fogged with condensation. Mia hesitated for a moment before slipping inside, her eyes adjusting to the gloom. She took a seat at a table near the back, pretending to read a discarded newspaper. From her vantage point, Mia could see the men huddled in a corner, talking in hushed tones. Straining to hear, she caught snippets of their conversation. "The blueprints. Weaken the structure. Chaos. Destroy the academy." Mia gasped. They were planning to sabotage the academy. But why? Determined to stop them, Mia knew she had to act fast. But what could she do? She was alone, in a strange time with no one to turn to. Looking around the tavern, her gaze fell upon a group of young men, their faces flushed with laughter and ale. Maybe they could help. Section 5. Unraveling the Plot. Mia approached the group of young men cautiously. "Excuse me," she began, her voice trembling slightly. I couldn't help but overhear your conversation about the academy. The men looked at her with surprise, their laughter dying down. Mia took a deep breath and continued, I believe there is a plot to sabotage the Founders' Day celebrations. I overheard two men talking about blueprints and weakening the structure. The men exchanged uneasy glances. One of them, a tall, lanky fellow with kind eyes, leaned forward. What makes you think that? He asked, his voice skeptical. Mia recounted what she had heard in the tavern, her words tumbling out in a rush. She described the men, their suspicious behavior, and the snippets of conversation she had overheard. To her relief, the men listened intently, their expressions growing serious. This is a serious accusation, the lanky man said, his brow furrowed, but we can't ignore it. We need to alert the authorities. The other men nodded in agreement. But who would want to harm the academy? One of them wondered aloud. Mia's mind raced. Who indeed? Section 6. A race against time. Time was running out. The Founders' Day celebrations were just hours away. Mia and the young men decided to go to the police. They rushed through the darkened streets, their footsteps echoing on the cobblestones. Arriving at the police station, they were met with skepticism at first, but Mia's detailed account of the plot, combined with the men's vouching for her, convinced the police captain to investigate. The police rushed to the academy, following Mia's directions to the location mentioned by the conspirators. There, they discovered hidden explosives, cleverly planted to bring down a section of the building during the Founders' Day festivities. The conspirators, caught red-handed, turned out to be rivals of the academy, jealous of its success and determined to see it destroyed. The Founders' Day celebrations were postponed, much to the disappointment of the students. But the mood was far from somber. News of the foiled plot spread like wildfire, and the academy, saved from disaster, became a symbol of resilience and community spirit. Mia, hailed as a hero, stood amidst the cheering crowd, her heart filled with a mixture of relief and exhilaration. Section 7. Echoes of the Past. With the danger past, Mia knew it was time to return home. Standing in the same spot where she had arrived, she held the pocket watch tightly. It hummed faintly, as if beckoning her back to her own time. Closing her eyes, she thought of her grandfather's attic, the smell of old books, and the comforting silence. When she opened her eyes, she was back. The attic seemed both familiar and different now. The dusty objects held new meaning, whispering stories of the past. Mia carefully placed the watch back in the trunk, her fingers lingering on its cool surface. She had stumbled upon a secret, a portal to another time. Mia realized that history wasn't just dates in a textbook. It was about real people, their lives and dreams, their triumphs and struggles. She vowed to learn more, to explore the past and understand its connection to the present. The watch, she knew, was more than just a timepiece. It was a key that had unlocked a passion for history and a thirst for adventure. And Mia had a feeling that her journey through time was far from over.